Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So yeah, it's that time of the show. Anthony Herron's first time doing 5 on it with us. He's in for Leila Rahimi, who is getting ready for the Sky's home opener against the New York Liberty that you can hear right here on 670 The Score. Leila will be on the call, color commentary alongside Kylan Mills. And what were you going to say, Ann?
I love that the big voice guy who did the intro for it, that he didn't say, I've got 5 on it. He said, I got 5 on it. Like, as he just announced the name of the segment, said it as was intended in the song.
I think we're culturally into it enough as a unit, as a group, right, that they can understand right what we need when we ask our big voice guy to do big voice things. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Without further ado,
5 on it.
Yesterday, the Score's Mark Grody asked Bears coach Ben Johnson about Caleb Williams' father, Carl, calling Chicago the place where quarterbacks go to die. This is how the exchange went down.
When you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
Do you believe Ben Johnson is finally the head coach that will fix the quarterback problems in Chicago?
Bears fans everywhere are talking about, finally it happened to me. See, I can sing too, not as well as you, but I can go there if need be. Listen, he better be. They're paying that man, like, I don't know what the wins and losses are going to look like, but he better have Caleb Williams optimized, and I think he will. It's just a matter of, can that also work with him being the head coach and leading this team in a competition where it's all relative? It's like, you can have Caleb Williams be the franchise quarterback and not be as good team-wise as you would want to be. And when I say as you would want to be, I mean, I'm talking about Super Bowl contenders. Let's not downplay why he is here. He is here to make Caleb Williams great, and he's also here to lead the Bears back to the Super Bowl. That is why Ben Johnson was hired, because the belief that he can do both of those things, not just one or the other, but both. And one is incumbent on the other, obviously.
I think that you mentioning the finances of it, that just strikes me as in my head. Like, he's got to average, what, like $1 million a win to really feel like he's delivered on that notion then in this very first year? That'd be quite an accomplishment if he could get that done. But I do think he's going to be the guy to finally get a Bears quarterback, a Bears first round pick, a Bears young playmaker behind center to flourish here in Chicago, to hit that 4,000 yard passing plateau that nobody's ever hit before.
It's just 236 yards a game.
There's so many other franchises in football that have developed several successful quarterbacks this century that they've drafted and at least led them to a playoff run. The Bears haven't done that. The Bears haven't drafted a quarterback that's been able to lead them into a playoff run yet. This entire century, but like the Ravens and the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Buccaneers, all these other franchises have had several bites of that apple. Not all first rounders, but just guys they draft who turn into a playoff quarterback for them. The Bears aren't a franchise that does that. It's got to change. I think Ben Johnson's going to be that guy.
I hope you're right. And I think you're right. I think that is the hope. But I've seen so much hope on this franchise go and come up short. And I think that's what people are having a healthy skepticism about. But my whole thing is, I saw him do it. I've seen him do it other places. Now, he was just the play caller, not the head coach.
Right.
These are different duties overall. But that thing, I think that thing we can put in a bottle and say he can do this thing.
I mean, just at least fall into, like, Daniel Jones led the Giants to the playoffs before.
Well,
Caleb can do that.
Other
with the
teams
Bears,
have had quarterbacks,
right?
Quote unquote, lead them to the playoffs, but they weren't necessarily the driving force in them going to the playoffs. You want to see, with Ben Johnson as the head coach, Caleb Williams be the driving force in why they're going to the playoffs year after year after year, because that's what top level quarterbacks do. That's what Pro Bowl, well, non-alternate Pro Bowlers do. Is that, yeah.
Right. I think that's good.
Are you more impressed with Cade Horton's first three games on the mound or Matt Shaw's most recent three games since he returned from AAA?
I like this question. I'm going to say, while Horton has been impressive, and I like the picks, Mitch, and him adding a changeup to the mix yesterday.
Serviceable changeup.
Yeah, right. And to struggle early and then be able to find his footing and figure things out throughout that game, was impressed. But I'll go with the recent three games of Matt Shaw, to me, have been more impressive. And yes, he had to go down to the minors and come back. But he's not only swinging a big bat, and Jed Hoyer was talking about it too, just the fact that he's swinging more freely now. And that shows. So the offensive punch is already showing new life and what he's capable of. But then what he does defensively, yeah, it's imperfect, sure. You know, he's off balance a little bit. He throws a high one to first. But even just to be able to snatch that ball and be able to have it not dribble into the outfield and keep it to a single, I think all that talent and the dexterity that he has as an infielder shows up too. So I think Cups, and as a third baseman, he does show the potential just through these last three games to be their third baseman of the future. That's what we've been hoping for, and it's because of a versatile skill set.
I do love what Cade Horton's been able to do in his three appearances, two of them starts. Obviously, he's 2-0. The Cubs have now won all the games, I believe, that he's pitched. So
yeah.
In that sense, it's great. It's valuable. The issue I have is I know his bullets are limited this season. I know he hasn't been pushed beyond, he hasn't made it to triple-digit innings since he left high school. And that is a concern. And I know if I had to really think about it, he's probably only going to start for half the season, maybe. Maybe more, but they're going to be super careful with him, even in number of pitches that he throws every game, even though he has supreme swing or miss stuff, which the Cubs badly need.
But does that matter as much once Shota comes back? Once they get Showtime back on the mound, then it'll diminish the importance of having Cade Horton be a consistent starter. This is, in my mind, assuming that the Cubs continue to be excellent and they go get another starter by
yes,
the trade deadline.
I think that's the plan, is for them to go get another starter, and then you can make the decision on Cade Horton versus Ben Brown, and then you can make the decision on bullpen and what role in the bullpen for either or both of those guys if they go out and get two guys. It's possible. You know why, though? You know why that's possible? Because they don't need a third baseman right now.
Yeah.
And the hope is that they won't need a third baseman. So I'm definitely more impressed, much like you, with Matt Shaw, because now when I look at that lineup, and there's not a Vidal Brujan, there's not a Tater Workman as engaged in the lineup. There's now a guy, and Nicky Lopez, love his glove,
can't say I'm in love with his bat. But now if Matt Shaw can be just an above replacement third baseman and be a good rookie and have a strong rookie season, what that lineup can do 1 through 9, that is scary, and it should scare opposing pitchers. And so that's why I think Matt Shaw's 3 games are more impressive, because he has not missed a beat since he came back up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The White Sox lost to the Mariners 6-5 on Wednesday, but, you know, it's not about wins and losses. We want to know how these young guys are doing on the South Side. Shortstop Chase Meidroth had 2 hits and an RBI. First baseman Till Melko hit a home run. Right-hander Shane Smith went 5 innings, giving up 2 hits, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Which White Sox rookie are you most excited about?
So, at first, I was leaning into Shane Smith Jr. I really was, because he's been so impressive as a Rule 5 guy. But then I started thinking about how badly this team needs offense. And Chase Meidroth might be the solution leading off for the White Sox for years and years and years to come. And so I think I'm going to go with Chase Meidroth as the most impressive rookie so far, because here's a guy who's hitting over 300. On a team where if you try to find someone hitting close to 300, you ain't finding anybody else except for maybe Edgar Caro, who's in the 260s. His on-base percentage is .281. He's not a slugger guy, but if he can get on base and steal bags, he's already got 8 stolen bases. I like Chase Meidroth as a guy who can be maybe their version of a Nico Horner. And if you got to have guys who could do stuff like that, who could just hit, who can make timely decisions, who you can count on in the field. I like Chase Meidroth. I'm not waiting on Colson Montgomery to come and supplant him. I'm just looking at Chase Meidroth as a guy I'm excited about. I love Till Melko, too. He hit his 3rd home run yesterday. He's got a lot of pop. We'll see if he can adjust to the pitchers adjusting to him. Still batting under the Mendoza line, if you will, at 161. But he slugs at 452, even though he's only batting 161. But Meidroth is my guy.
I'll go with you on Meidroth. And I think because it's, to me, as a pitcher, for some of the young arms they have, if you're able to at least be on the mound and be singular in your focus, then you can have a pitching staff that's struggling, but as a starting pitcher, still go out there and get your job done every 5 days. As a hitter, if the lineup around you isn't providing a lot of punch, then it's difficult to still continue to be in the midst of that lineup and really execute your task, because the opposing pitcher can attack you differently when there's not other threats around you. So that's what to me is impressive about Chase Meidroth, is that he's been able to, in an organization that's struggling with an offense that hasn't done much, to still be at least a consistent positive sign for them when he's been able to get his at-bats and show that he can handle the stick at the major league level. And while everyone else around him seems to continue struggling, he's at least been one of the bright spots offensively for the Southsiders. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'll go with my draw.
Also, Shane Smith, I don't want to downplay what he's done so far this season. He had a rough outing. And if your rough outing is, I walked the first two batters, gave up a home run, and then gave up one hit the rest of the way, I think you're doing pretty well. And that's the story of yesterday's game, in which luckily he didn't have to take the loss because the Sox were able to fight their way back and make it a close game before losing 6-5 to the Mariners and dropping the series. Could have won three series in four, but they didn't because they're the White Sox. Also on pace to win 48 games now, above that 46.5 over under for my many, many wagers with people around the office.
Five on it. The NFL continues to spread the wealth and build their own by adding yet another platform on which they'll place a game next season, because the week one matchup between the Chargers and the Chiefs in Brazil will air on YouTube and YouTube TV. Here's the question. If you can only choose one streaming app, like YouTube, Hulu, Max, Peacock, HBO Prime, Prime TV, Apple TV, Disney Plus, Netflix, and etc., to keep and never get the content from any other app, which one of those are you choosing and why?
The difference with my particular choice at streaming app than the others is that it's versatile. I'm Mr. Versatility. I like to be able to spray to multiple fields. So at least with Prime TV, if you've got a Prime TV account, then I believe you have an Amazon Prime account, which means you not only have the ability to view, you have the ability to shop. So I will go with Amazon Prime. It floors me, though. We were talking about this a little bit during the pre-show. Just the fact that all these different apps, and they're getting more expensive. It was supposed to be where people could cut the cord and save money. But now, when you're trying to access the NFL, to this question that we're talking about, you need these games on this app, those games on that app, and there's the red zone over here and over there. And now you're just compiling all these different streaming services, so it costs just as much as it did.
Or more
when you had cable or satellite or anything else. So I'm okay as a dinosaur, having never cut the cord up to this point.
Oh, that's a good point. I cut the cord, and when I cut the cord, I got YouTube TV, and it was $39.99. with the sports channels, the sports premium tier.
Yeah.
That's now like $79.99. And then I still got to pay for internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the bundle looks real good right now.
You got the pre-tariff pricing?
Pre-tariff pricing, yes. Now we're definitely in a post-tariff world. Yeah. The NFL continues to tax us with these NFL tariffs. If you want to watch all the games, you're going to need this, that, and several others.
So then would you put YouTube TV above the rest of them then?
I think I'm going to go Disney Plus because my love of
the Marvel movies,
Marvel, and you know, you can get the ABC on Disney Plus and ESPN on the Disney Plus, I think.
So you get Monday Night Football, but then like, can you watch Sunday Night Football there? Can you watch Thursday Night Football there? Can you watch whatever the new, like the NBA on NBC is coming back, man. They got John Tesh. It's bringing Round Ball Rock back to NBC. You can't get all that on Disney Plus.
I'll probably have another answer in a year. But for now, I'm going to stick with the Disney Plus.
Okay.
The correct answer is HBO Max. The best shows, the best movies, by far, it's HBO
But they're
Max.
Losing the NBA.
I understand that, but you could still watch, like, my favorite show of all time, not pandering just because Tanny's in the room, but The Sopranos is my favorite show of all time. They have the best selection of shows. The Last of Us, great show as well. It's HBO.
I just finished watching Succession.
Amazing show.
I mean, it's a good show.
Don't break my
heart.
Here
we go.
I know there's probably some folks like me who haven't watched. Well, I've now finished it. We got through all four seasons over the last couple of months. It's a good show. It's really well acted. I feel like the acting is a lot better than the writing in Succession, is the way I saw it.
Oh. Five
on it. Tyrese Halliburton's father, John, has been banned from all Pacers games since storming the court and waving a towel in Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo's face.
Ban me.
That's right.
What he did. Ban me, I dare you.
The man dared to wave a towel in Giannis' face on the court after Indiana's Game 5 win over Milwaukee in the first round of the playoffs. Last night on Inside the NBA, Charles Barkley made the following plea to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
It's time to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building.
Yes, it is.
Adam, I'm asking you, hey, my man paid his dues. He did something really, really stupid, but he's been punished. And I'm asking you and the Indiana Pacers to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3 and 4. It shouldn't be indefinite. He's been punished enough. He would never do anything that stupid again. So, Adam, you know how much I love you. And my man Kevin Pritchard, y'all let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game 3.
Do you agree with Charles Barkley? Do you think Mr. Halliburton has paid his dues?
I think Mr. Halliburton has suffered punishment, which he earned. He earned. And I don't think now is the time. If they make it to the finals, okay, we can lift that ban. But no, especially not Pacers Knicks. We don't need this to become a side story. Pacers Knicks. This is not the right moment for me. But you know, technically, it wasn't the NBA who banned him. It was the Pacers themselves. They just kind of came to the agreement because Tyrese, after that game, said, yeah, my dad's out of pocket. We'll talk about that. And that's when they came with the decision that he would not be involved in.
If it wasn't the Pacers who banned him, then the NBA should have stepped in anyway. Like I don't care whose parent you are. I don't care whose spouse you might be. You don't let some fan run on the court getting in the face of the opponent. What if Giannis would have slapped the taste out of his mouth? This would have become a really big deal because then Tyrese has to overreact because his dad was out of pocket, and then it turns into a melee. Yeah, they had the Pacers involved in the last malice that was going on that reshaped the basketball world. No, do not let him back in this series. Don't let him back in even if they make it to the finals. No, why? What has he done to earn the right to go to the finals?
He's done nothing. Nothing to earn it, but the grace exists. They could give him the grace of being like, you learn.
The grace will be he's allowed to start coming to games again next season.
Although, I will say this. Him reacting the same way his son reacted, but at a bar.
Right.
In front of TV cameras.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right, Ant. Maybe you're right.
He ain't learned
nothing.
He
did the choking sign as Tyrese Halliburton was doing the choking sign.
Keep that man at a distance where he is not going to do anything else foolish. And we'll see by next season when he's allowed to come back. That'd be my take if I was in that league office.
All right, so we'll see you later, John. We'll catch you next year. If his son wins the NBA championship, he can't be in the building
then
for it?
Then his son can text him or call him afterwards.
FaceTime.
And they can have a tearful FaceTime about how proud he is of Tyrese and everything he accomplished, that he's apologizing to his son that he ruined the opportunity to witness it in person.
It's
nobody else's fault but his.
Disciplinarian Anthony Heron joins us on the show. That's how we're going to call you. We call you the disciplinarian.
Some lines you're across, man, because he's putting Giannis in jeopardy. Not physical jeopardy from him imposing a threat on Giannis, but if Giannis decided to get physical with that man, Giannis's personality, his career, his public image, perhaps his freedom could be in jeopardy if he'd have put hands on that man running into his face where he wasn't allowed to be. So no, I don't take that lightly at all.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.